Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Are We Recognizable?
A reading from the book of Revelation. I heard a loud voice from on high saying, Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. The Most High will dwell with them, and they will be God's people, and God will always be with them as their God. The Most High will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, weeping or pain, for the old order has passed away. And God said, Behold, I make all things new. The Word of God. And from the Gospel according to John, Jesus said to his disciples, My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. So I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. This is the good news of our God. I recently read a blog whose name and author I don't remember, except that it was by a Jewish mother whose family was good friends with a Christian family who lived on the same block. This mother's young daughter, who I will call Sarah, regularly played with that family's young daughter. I'll call her Elizabeth. One day, playtime was stopped short because Elizabeth's family had promised to volunteer with their church at a meal site for those who were hungry and homeless. When she saw that her daughter was playing alone, Sarah's mother asked, Why aren't you playing with Elizabeth? And Sarah replied, Oh, she and her family are busy being Christians. I have no doubt that if the tables were turned, Elizabeth would have had a similar response, reflecting Sarah's family going about God's work. And we know they are of God by their love. God's revelation to John is that God's dwelling place is with all people, no exceptions. All people, Jews and Christian, Muslim and Hindu, atheists, agnostics, women, men, gender fluid, black, white, and all colors in between. Regardless of our race, our beliefs, our sexual orientation, regardless of any circumstance in our life, it is there that God has chosen to dwell. What kind of home are we making for God? We can't escape God's indwelling, which is in each one of us and in all of God's creation. Everywhere we turn, every moment of every single day, we are presented with the opportunity to knock on the door to God's dwelling place, to see God everywhere, because God's divine seed is planted in everyone and everything, no exceptions. Every single day, we are presented with the opportunity to open the door to God's dwelling place within us, welcoming in others, including ourselves. Welcoming in others, including ourselves, to experience the warmth of God's love and compassion. How am I living my life? Will anyone know, like we do those young friends, Sarah and Elizabeth, Jewish and Christian playmates? Will anyone know I am Christian? Will anyone know we are Christian? Will anyone know we are of God by our love?
Thank you.